Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
It is 8:40 on this finally Friday morning. Thanksgiving is next week. Are you ready to have a feast, even if it's going to be a smaller gathering, as we're being encouraged to do? You're just going to stay at home. But Thanksgiving has become a holiday that's all about high fat, high carb, high sugar foods. Joining us right now to help us shed some of those extra calories and some of that sugar is Shanti Appello. She's a registered dietitian and a health and wellness expert with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Good morning, Shanti.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Well, I appreciate you joining, especially for people with diabetes. It can be a really difficult holiday because there's lots of, you know, pie and sweet potato casserole and all those high-carb, high-sugar foods that diabetics in particular should be avoiding.
Yeah, you're right. And let's just start by saying and acknowledging that it is difficult. And sometimes with these holidays, too, it can cause some stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
And stress for people with diabetes can further bring up blood sugar. So, you know, just recognizing that and planning ahead can be really helpful. So I'll give you some tips today just to keep in mind so that you can keep your carb servings in check, and some healthy swaps to keep in mind, too. But you know, when we think about all those foods that you mentioned, and we think about like the pie, the roll, the mashed potato, all of those, it can quickly add up to like 3 to 4 times the recommended servings for food. So it's definitely there. It's definitely important not to ignore the blood sugar levels, you know, checking them 1 to 2 hours before you begin to eat.
Good idea. You mentioned some healthy swaps. What do you got for us?
So I actually have some really great recipes on ahealthiermichigan.org that just went live. So some of the things to keep to think about are just trying cauliflower mashed potatoes instead of mashed potatoes. So what you can do is saute some garlic, add some Parmesan, and actually make them really delicious to where you might not even know that they're cauliflower instead of potatoes. Another thing is a lower sugar cranberry sauce with apples and walnuts. And so what's great about this swap is that not only do we get more fiber from the apples and adding walnuts, we also leave the skin on the cranberries. And in that way, we get more fiber, which is not only more filling, but it doesn't bring up blood sugar as much as typical cranberry sauce, because all it is really sugar.
Okay.
And then I really love making mini desserts. So I like to use shot glasses, but you can use any kind of drinkware or ramekin. But I make this great no-bake whipped pumpkin cheesecake. It's lower in sugar. It's made with 1/3 of the fat, cream cheese, and it's really easy to make. But basically, you put that in little shot glasses or small containers to where you're limited to one serving, which is really how we can stay in moderation.
There you go. That's a great idea. That's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, we don't want to completely deny ourselves, you know, the traditions that go with Thanksgiving. But, you know, you don't want to make yourself sick either, do you?
Absolutely. And you make a good point there. You know, everything in moderation is fine. And at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, we really believe that everyone with diabetes can have the foods that their family enjoys, but just thinking about the amount. And so when we think about that, just keeping all your carbohydrate foods to about 1/4 of your plate is probably the best thing you can do, because it does limit the amount of carbohydrates you can fill up on. And so your blood sugar doesn't spike, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, portion control, if we think about what 2 tablespoons of cranberry sauce, for example, looks like, that's about a golf ball. And then if we think about stuffing, that should be the size of a large egg, just about. That's 1/4 cup. And then 1/2 cup of mashed potatoes or a casserole is about the size of a computer mouse. So just keeping those visual reminders and savoring each bite, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to help us not overdo everything and actually enjoy the food that we're eating more.
Boy, that's a great point, too, Shanti. I think, you know, Thanksgiving is that meal we wait for all year long. You know, you starve yourself all day, you sit down at the table, and you just want to shovel it all in. And you're right, savor the food, smaller portions, enjoy it. That's going to help.
Yeah, what is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Oh, stuffing is my weakness. What did you say a serving of stuffing is?
It's about the size of a large egg, so... like a quarter cup.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely overdo it.
I'm in your same boat, Paul.
You're a stuffing fan?
Stuffing fan all the way. But just getting back to that mindfulness piece that we were kind of discussing, and it's just taking a mental check to assess your hunger. Think about whether you're eating to be, whether you're hungry or whether you're just eating to be social, right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes if we're just sitting around the table, we're like, oh man, you know, you just keep eating. Everyone's laughing and talking around you. It's easy to do that. So, you know, taking about 20 minutes before you go back for seconds, because it does take that long for our brains to register that they're full.
Boy, that's right. And really focus on the conversation. If you're, you know, eating with other people, obviously we're going to have smaller gatherings this year. Maybe you're going to have Zoom or FaceTime in the middle of the table to enjoy Thanksgiving with other people. But however you're doing it, yeah, focus on the people and the company. Maybe more on trying to get maximum dosage of stuffing into you. That's something I'll have to be working on next week for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
What was the website again? You mentioned I have some recipes that went live, and where can people find that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's healthiermichigan.org. And so we're going to have a lot of health tips, a lot of different recipes that you can try, including those pumpkin cheesecakes and the cranberry sauce on there.
I will be looking those up. Shanti, thanks so much. Appreciate the pep talk heading into next week. It's much needed.
I appreciate you having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.